WWE superstar Bad Bunny right there.
He really is, though.
Now, he could go, though. When he did those matches at WWE, like, he was bad.
He did his thing. I was impressed.
That's too slow. I don't want that. We need something to go.
I'm trying to turn up. It's a Wednesday.
No, I just needed something with, like, a little. That didn't do it either.
Well, shout out Meek.
Well, here. I know this never misses. No, it's Meek for sure, but, like, I know your boy never misses.
Come on, man.
I know your boy
never misses. I saw GZ the other day playing golf with my boy DJ Khaled.
Oh. I'm sure that was... No, what? No. I'm just sure it was...
Your energy changed when I said Khaled.
Nah, it's just he's an adventure. Like, were they carrying him from you know, green to green? Like, what were they doing with him?
It was a perfectly regular hole of golf.
Nah, he's just... he's a little extra. He's fun to watch.
He is extra.
He's fun to watch. It's 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. Corners of the Culture coming up here in just a heartbeat. Plus, at the top of the 4 o'clock hour... We've got that keyword. You need to take over to KSFM.com for your chance to not only enter to win tickets to see Mariah Carey, but the whole Mariah Carey Las Vegas experience with airfare and hotel as well.
That'll be fire. I'm telling you right now, that is going to be fire. Still trying to find my way out there. If you guys see me, say what's up. But if you see me at the Masonic on March 30th to see Offset, say what's up there too. But we got tickets. That's why you might see me. We got tickets. Not right now. They have them throughout the show. You just got to listen. All right, you just got to listen. And when you hear us give you that cue to call, you know we're going to be looking for caller number 9. It's 916-909-1025 for your chance to see Offset March 30th at the Masonic.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Cowboy Carter is on the way. March 29th, Act 2. The next release from Beyonce has a name and I think cover art. Cowboy Carter got mixed reaction from some members of the Beehive, some even being upset that she's using her married name. The cover art, which appears to be a saddle with a sash that reads Cowboy Carter on it. It's unclear, again, if that image that Beyonce shared is in fact the cover art or if it's just a piece of media from the marketing campaign. We've already started to hear rumors of an Act 2 tour to accompany the album, but none of that has been confirmed yet. Love Beyonce, so my anticipation for the album is extremely high, as is my curiosity. Dr. Dre is taking his rightful place on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on March 19th. The Chronic creator will be the 2,775th name revealed on Hollywood Boulevard. And perhaps even more fitting, his star will be right next to Snoop Dogg. Amazing that these two were so young when introduced to us. Dre regularly getting in trouble, Snoop on trial for murder. Here they are, two of the biggest stars hip-hop has ever known with a mind-numbing business portfolio. Stay caught up on everything going on in and around hip-hop with Corners of the Culture, available in podcast form wherever you get podcasts at, and Monday through Friday, right here on D'Lo and KC.
Bringing you all the positive vibes for hip-hop and R&B, and right here in Sacramento and surrounding areas, it's KC's Corner.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Offset has been someone that in the past has had controversy surrounding him for whatever reason. But one thing he has consistently talked about is how much he loves being a father. He was on Jennifer Hudson's show recently and shared that his pride has gone to a next level now that he discovered his son has some musical talent. Offset opened up about a number of personal topics when he was on the show with Jennifer Hudson. And during the chat, he revealed that in addition to being active and present as a father, one of the most important things for him was to instill a strong work ethic into his children. Here's a little clip of what he had to say.
But I'm type that as I'm very tough with my kids about like achievements, because I don't want you to ever think it's easy, because the world ain't easy in real life. In real life, it ain't easy. So
you teach them the right thing.
Even though they have like the luxury of maybe being able to get some things that other kids ain't get, I want them to understand the significance of hard work. Mm. And like, just because I told him, you making beats, you need to lock in and focus on and create your own sound. And like, it sounds all right. I do that on purpose though, because I'm a father, so I'm gonna be a little tough on my boys, because I want them to understand like, it ain't, nothing was given.
Right.
Growing up, I was raised, like I said, by women, and my father, I love him. ain't no hate toward him, but you know, unfortunately he couldn't be there. So I made sure I gave a promise to myself when I was a kid, before I had kids, that no matter any circumstance, I'm gonna make sure I'm there for my children. And it shows, because all my children excel in school, in sports, and ain't no trouble. God bless me. Thank God. So.
Offset is the father of five children, three from a previous relationship and two with his now wife, Cardi B. I love to see it, man. I say all the time, well, we got to make sure we're striving for the best. This narrative out there that black men are deadbeats and aren't fathers to their kids is really trash and flat out untrue. I'm not saying everyone is doing what they're supposed to do, and those that aren't handling business, you guys got to be better. But I know me personally, I couldn't imagine not being a heavy presence in my kids' lives. And then all the people I hang out with, all the people I call friends or even associates, all of them great, active, and involved fathers, man. So shout out to Offset and to all the men out there being fathers to their kids like they should be, man. Big ups to them.